All Saints Day, Hollow Tide, All Hallows Eve, Halloween.
Countries ranging from Mexico to Spain to Ireland all celebrate Halloween.
In the United States, it is a holiday of laughter, screams, and lots of candy, which is why Halloween is and always will be my favorite holiday. Welcome to Do the New. This episode is a part of our two-part series of To Do the Boo, all focused on the upcoming holiday, Halloween.
The idea of getting candy for free just by ringing someone's doorbell and saying three words is amazing, but there is so much more to Halloween than just the candy.
The origin of the holiday comes from an ancient pagan festival celebrated by Celtic people over 2,000 years ago called Samhain. The Celts believed that Samhain was a time when the dead could walk among the living.
The idea of trick-or-treating came from the areas of the United Kingdom and Ireland. People went house to house souling, asking for small breads called soul cakes in exchange for a prayer. Adults also went door to door asking for food and drinks in exchange for a song or a dance.
My all-time favorite part of Halloween is making jack-o'-lanterns. Although the traditional American way of creating jack-o'-lanterns is with pumpkins, people in Ireland and Scotland originally used beets or turnips.
So today, we are going to be carving some pumpkins. First, we're going to go to the store and find a pumpkin and some carving supplies. Then we're going to go home, carve it, and make some pumpkin seeds.
You guys find a pumpkin?
They're all like humongous.
I know, they're so big.
I thought they were going to be like really lame pumpkins near the store.
I know.
What is going on?
I was expecting like a really tiny one.
This is hard.
That's so big.
This is the softest pumpkin I've ever felt in my entire life.
No, it's not.
Knock on it. Knock on it.
Oh my gosh, it's squishy.
I know. I don't want a squishy pumpkin.
That one.
This one?
Mm-hmm. Punch it. Punch it first. But don't we want it to be squishy so it's easier for us to carve it?
No, if it's squishy, that means it's going to be gross on the inside. Oh. Get through the stems.
Is it really? No, that's bad luck. It's bad luck. Put it down.
It's right there.
That's bad luck. You just... Oh, okay, Zach. They're buying one, get one free, so we have to get another one, too. Grab that one.
This one?
The big one, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Zach, this shouldn't be this hard. Go with that one. Grab one of those.
Those look like the pumpkins that were left out.
That's fine.
Well, this is actually really good.
Nope. Oh, never mind. It's such a pretty pumpkin, though.
The heaviest pumpkin I've ever felt.
Put it down. We need to hurry up. I love how I'm not touching any of these pumpkins. You go, Zach. You do it.
This one is not good.
Put it down. Put it down.
Why?
I don't like that pumpkin. Oh, actually, it's okay. Spin it. Spin it. Perfect. Pumpkin number one. Come on. People hide these pumpkins. They try to hide the good ones, you know? Perfect.
Is okay?
Yes. Do we have to buy carving supplies?
So we just got back with the pumpkin and we are going to take the insides out now. So, cause we cut the top off. So we gotta take the insides out and we're gonna make pumpkin seeds.
Okay.
Is that the plan?
Yes.
Okay,
so do you want to dig your hands in
like,
first?
I wish we had like gloves or something.
Oh my god, gloves would be nice because this looks disgusting.
I mean, we definitely have them.
That is so cold.
We definitely have them if you want to get them.
Zachary.
What?
This doesn't feel fresh.
I'm getting them.
No, it's okay.
I want them.
And we're sorry. We're just throwing all of the pumpkin seeds and the pumpkin smush into a big bowl. And we're separating them from the pumpkin. Go ahead.
Are you almost done?
Yeah, there's like nothing in this one. Okay, ready? Reach your hands in there.
Hang on, I'm trying to like not get all the goop at this point because it's just seeds. So I don't.
Well, that's the fun part. We get to separate it later. Ooh, there's some on top of the pumpkin.
Yeah, throw that in there. Maybe that's where the bugs were.
Ew. No, they weren't. Stop saying that.
Did I just miss?
No.
Okay.
Oh my god, there's so much. How are you feeling, Zachary?
This is really gross.
I agree. This is very nasty.
I feel like everyone that's listening to this right now, though, is gonna be like, it's just a pumpkin, stop.
It's not, though.
But it is kind of gross.
And I'm not even being dramatic. This is so nasty. And it smells. Smell this. Doesn't that smell gross?
We actually have a good amount in there.
I know, there's nothing left. So we got all of the seeds out. There's really nothing left in there. There's like one or two, but like, I'm not gonna be stingy about it.
All right, so now we're gonna carve it.
Which side are you cutting?
That one right there.
This side looks good. It's nice and smooth. What is that gonna be? Is that supposed to be an eye?
Yeah, I think. All right, so there's the first eye.
No, it's still not done. I thought it was done, but it wasn't done. Okay, we're getting some. Ooh!
How's
it look? Girl, look at that pumpkin!
Oh, it does look pretty good.
Look at that pumpkin! That is a quality
eye. Yeah, it is. It really is.
We're done with the pumpkin. We got all the little seeds out. So now we're gonna rinse the pumpkin seeds so that we can make like the, what do they call, roasted pumpkin seeds or whatever?
Just pumpkin seeds.
People probably call them roasted pumpkin seeds. Okay.
So now we have to spray the tray.
Spray.
And we've just dried the pumpkin seeds. So go ahead and do that. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Is it though?
Yeah,
just a little bit more. Just a little. Okay, so now we are moving the dry pumpkin seeds onto the cooking sheet, and I'm gonna gently pour them in here evenly. That's definitely gentle. So we have to evenly shake it. Shake it. That's pretty even.
Okay, so
they like
good.
Glide across the sheet. Now I have to spray
pumpkin seeds.
This pumpkin. Do you want to spray?
Yeah.
I sprayed the first time.
And then is that when we put pinches of salt?
Can we add random stuff on there too?
Yeah, that's why I got this.
Red Robin seasoning.
But I think we should spread them out in little quadrants so we can like know which one is which.
That's actually a really good idea.
So you
want to
do that before I spray it? Just a little bit.
Oh my god, that's so close to it! Zach, back up. Back up even more. Yes. As you move closer.
Okay, that's good, right?
Pinch of salt.
Okay. So we gotta put salt on all of them, most likely.
No.
Okay.
Yes? Are we putting them on all of them? I feel like each one should.
This one has salt already in it.
Okay, so yeah, we'll just do one. Okay, now you're using the, what are you using?
This is the Red Robin seasoning.
Okay, the next one we're doing is cinnamon and sugar. Okay, so do it in that little quadrant.
I'm gonna do it over here. So the last one is the pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin pie spice.
Okay.
Should I use the teaspoon-y one or should I just kind of go for it?
Get a smaller one.
The one with the little holes?
Yeah. Okay, so now we're gonna put them in the oven for 20 minutes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we preheat the oven to 350. And yeah, so we're gonna go ahead and slide those in there.
Okay.
I'm pulling them out.
Alright, so they're done. Are they done?
That was so hot. I think that's done.
This is the
So
Red
we're
Robin.
Trying salt first. Is it hot?
Yeah. Alright. I like those a lot.
You put too much salt on them, Zach.
They're good.
Oh, they are good though. Okay, next one.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Alright, ready?
That's flame. I thought that one was gonna be nasty.
These are really loud. Can I have another one?
No, you can't eat all of them. Oh, that's really salty though.
They're really salty.
Okay, was this one Red Robin too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one.
This is the cinnamon sugar. This is probably gonna be the best one.
There's two stuck together.
I can't really taste anything.
Uh-uh. It tastes like kettle corn.
It really does taste like
it tastes corn. Just like kettle corn.
I don't dislike it. It's just not.
It's not like how good. I wanted it to taste. No. Okay, what's the last one?
This is the pumpkin pie spice.
Okay, ready, go. I think that might have just been that seed. Because there's no way that it tasted that good. Yeah. It doesn't even taste like anything.
Yeah, there's no flavor.
Lame. Okay. So, overall.
Overall, the best ones were definitely the Red Robin ones.
The Red Robin ones were the best. And then it went to, like, the salty ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cinnamon and sugar. And then last was the pumpkin spice one, because so it doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah. So I wouldn't really make dessert-y ones anymore. I just make these.
I know. The plain, like, original ones are the best ones.
Wow, those are so good.
Good Halloween activity.
I'm going to eat the rest of these.
And it was super easy.
It was very easy. Oh, that was good. Are we good?
10 out of 10. We'll definitely do it again.
We'll definitely do it again.
I'm about to eat all of these. Nom, 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 nom.